I originally grew up in Lancaster, Ohio, in a little farming community. I come from a long line of engineers, and ironically, I never considered being an engineer. And we don't have anybody in the family that's a lawyer. When I was in college at Anderson College, one of the professors told me that he thought law would be a good career for me. And that's the first time I really ever considered going to law school. He made the comment to me, I think probably in 1976 or 77, and it wasn't very common for women to go to law school. Although when I eventually started at law school, I think about a third of my class were women. I don't think I've considered it to be a hindrance to be a woman as a lawyer, although in the early years, there was some discrimination. I mean, I don't think people realized they were discriminating, but it was uncommon, and so some clients questioned your, because I also had children, questioned your, are you going to be in this for the long term? Are you going to be there when I need you? They were used to dealing with men, and in the early years, some clients preferred to deal with a man. You know, I wanted to raise my boys. I wanted to be there when they came home from school and hear their stories. And it was difficult to have three children, and my husband is also a lawyer. We tried various things to have a work-life balance. So some years he would do the morning shift. So that means that I could get up really early in the morning and go to work. And then about 4:30 or 5 o'clock, I would pick them up, and then I would do the night activities. And then the next year we would rotate. And that was a nutty schedule. When I came to Naples, I think I was like the ninth female attorney in Naples. So it was hard to get a job for a variety of reasons. So I started working with a smaller firm. There were five attorneys. The fifth one was a tax attorney, and I worked for him. After about a year of practicing together, he got in a fight with the other partners, and they basically threw him out. And they told me that I could either go practice with him or I could stay with them. But if I stayed with them, that I would have to develop my own business. So I chose to stay with them and knew that I had a year to develop a book of business. So that's what I did. When I left the small firm after about 13 years and joined Quarles & Brady, I then got involved in our diversity committee, and that's when I developed policies for women so that they could work flexible or reduced hours. At the time, we were one of the first firms to do that. I started with Quarles about 20 years ago, and I started on the diversity committee. I did some other lower-level management committees. I then ran for our firm's executive committee, which is the board that runs the firm. After about 4 or 5 years, I became the chair of our finance committee, and I really thought I was done. I thought that was interesting. I think I added some value, and then they started talking about that maybe I should be the next chair of the firm, which is something I really never aspired to or saw myself doing, and before you knew it, here I am. When they announced I was going to be chair of the firm, we have a PR person, and she told me this was going to be a really big deal on a national level. And I looked at her and said, you know, I don't think so. Our prior chair was African American. I believe he was the first African American chair in what is called the Am Law 200, or the top largest law firms in the country. Well, she ended up being right, and I was wrong. I think I was the eighth female chair of an Am Law 200 firm. So I got all kinds of national press, which I was really surprised. The Wall Street Journal called me, other major wirehouses. And, you know, in our firm, we're very inclusive, so it wasn't a big deal to me that I'm a female and chair of the firm. I just had never really looked at it from a national perspective. But nationally, it is still a big deal. It's mainly men that run law firms. It's interesting. Years ago, some clients wanted a man. Today, I get a lot of clients because they want a female, and they perceive that women listen better, that they take the time to explain more. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it has now been a benefit. So it's interesting to see how the pendulum has swung.